And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 13th of June, 2011. It's the birthday in 1865 in Dublin of William Butler Yeats. It's the birthday of Dorothy L. Sayers, born in Oxford, 1893. She was one of the first women to graduate from Oxford with a degree in medieval literature. Her first two books were volumes of poetry, then her first mystery novel, Whose Body, 1923, featuring Lord Peter Wimsey, a witty aristocrat who solved mysteries as a hobby. She wrote 11 more novels featuring Lord Peter. It was on this day, 1983, Pioneer 10 passed outside Pluto's orbit, becoming the first man-made object to leave the solar system. It had been launched 10 years before. It passed safely through the asteroid belt, which was no small accomplishment in itself. Some of the asteroids are the size of Alaska. It took the first close-up pictures of Jupiter, sent back data about the solar wind in the far reaches of the solar system. The Pioneer 10 mission was originally expected to last about 21 months. It went on for 25 years, and Pioneer 10 sent its last faint communication back home in January 2003. And it continues on its way, though its communication system is no longer operational, on its way to Aldebaran in the constellation Taurus, and it should make it there in about 2 million years. It's the birthday of the novelist and diarist Frances Burney, born in Norfolk, England, 1752. She started keeping a diary when she was 16 years old and kept it up for over 70 years. Her father had some famous friends, so she wrote about them, Dr. Johnson, James Boswell, David Garrick, Sir Joshua Reynolds. She was a lady-in-waiting at the court of King George III and Queen Charlotte, so she wrote about the madness of the king. She married a French general, Alexandre D'Arblay, and thanks to him, she got a close look at the Battle of Waterloo and wrote about that. She also wrote about her own mastectomy, performed without any anesthesia except a single glass of wine. Her first published novel, Evelina, or The History of a Young Lady's Entrance into the World, 1778, a comedy of manners, was a great success, and she succeeded in making novel writing an acceptable thing for women to do and inspired Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice, which came along about 25 years later. And it was on this day, 1967, President Lyndon Johnson named Thurgood Marshall to the Supreme Court, the first African-American justice, who enjoyed poker, bourbon, pig's feet, and placing $2 bets at the racetrack. Here's a poem for today by Hank Hudapole, The Fair. Before the gates opened, before popcorn and cotton candy drifted down throats like sweet and salty summer evenings of childhood, before the townspeople confessed to the music and lights, the Ferris wheel baskets swung empty in a slow arc, one by one, offering color to the sky, red, yellow, orange, blue. Just roving boys, what else could we do but follow the sandaled feet of girls out to the fair to buy them rides until our pockets turned up penniless, until we lost them in the dark, the way sparrows will fly from you, until our last walk past the funhouse, mirrors stretched our bodies like gum when we caught ourselves looking back at ourselves for the first time. The Fair by Hank Hudapole from The Journey of Hands, published by Word Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Novo Nordisk for nearly 90 years committed to innovation in diabetes care at novonordisk-us.com. Produced by Kathy Roach, written by Holly Vanderhaar. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.